If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1095. You do not need more motivation. By Ludovic Vie of thegoodlifemanifesto.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey, happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and with my commentary at the end. Now, I'm a little tired from my birthday weekend, so I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. Let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. You do not need more motivation. By Ludovic Vie of thegoodlifemanifesto.com. I had a neighbor who was struggling with his weight. For years, he kept on saying that he really wanted to lose weight, especially since his wife was very attractive and he felt he should at least try to look better for her. He was also sad when his weight affected his outings with his young and energetic kids. And he wasn't just saying it. The guy was really sad and upset about it. It felt like he was starting a diet every other week. One day, after coming back from vacation, I saw him running, and he had about 30 kilos less on his body. I was in absolute shock. My vacation was long, but considering that for years he had tried to lose weight, I felt that no vacation was long enough to show those types of results. I stopped him to ask him what happened. He didn't stop, and signed with his hands that we'd talk later. Later that day, he called me up and explained that the doctor found that if he didn't immediately and drastically lose weight, he would be dead very soon. Then came the questions of how. I mean, for fear of repeating myself, for years, this guy had been trying to lose weight, so it's not as though this was new information. What changed was his perspective. The difference was that now he was afraid. Before, he was only motivated, but now, he was legitimately afraid he wouldn't get to see his kids growing up. That, for him, was a big kick in the behind. Towards the end of the conversation, I asked him why he didn't stop to speak with me earlier when I saw him outside. And that's when he told me his secret. The secret ingredient to success? Consistency. He explained that for years, he had been starting various diets and workouts, and he's a smart guy, so we're not talking about the Twinkie diet or something like that. But that his problem had always been staying on track. Each time something would happen, whether it was someone putting sugar in his coffee before serving it to him, or when he was in a social situation or dining out and would eat more than usual. But soon, instead of feeling badly and binging, he would simply tell himself, "It's not that bad." Which is true. In the grand scheme of overall calories, a few extra calories once in a while likely doesn't make a difference. His problem was that because it wasn't that bad, he would allow himself extra calories the next day, and then the next meal. And then it was every meal of every day. A few days later, he would realize there was a problem, and he would start his little diet routine all over again. So he realized he would not allow himself to get on the edge of a slippery slope anymore. He realized that one little extra centimeter too far on the slope would lead to a slip and slide all the way to the bottom. So, when I caught him running outside, he wouldn't stop since, if he did, he might just stop for the day and say, "It's not too bad, I'll catch up tomorrow." And from there, he might again slide down that slippery slope. Do you need more motivation? Why am I sharing this with you? When I looked at my Twitter feed this morning, it was full of motivational quotes. One of the organizations I follow even wrote an article with 100 motivational quotes. But as one of my teachers used to tell me, you don't need motivation. You need a kick in the you-know-what. We all have motivation already, and luckily for most of us, death isn't near, so we can't use that as our motivation. We all want a better life, whatever that means for you. The problem is not in our desire, it's in our habits. In January, gym memberships go up 300%. That's the average every year compared to other months. And yet, a month or two later, you will see just as many people in the gym as the year before. Why? Because people get all hyped up on motivation, but forget to put a plan in place for those days when you don't feel like it. And those are the days that matter the most. Now, I'm not going to send you off with a whole bunch of motivational quotes. I'm just going to tell you that you should make a plan of action to reach your goals and then work on the daily habits that will get you there. Because you don't need more motivation. You need consistency. You just listened to the post titled, You Do Not Need More Motivation by Ludovic Vie of thegoodlifemanifesto.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Look, every Wednesday I give you an inspirational quote, but I don't expect that inspirational quote to lead to consistent new habits. Instead, I hope it motivates you to consider taking that very first step. So here's why relying on motivation alone doesn't work. Motivation comes and goes. After hearing a motivational quote, you may feel charged up and ready to go, but sometimes fear can motivate us to take that first step towards a healthier lifestyle. They may not be just motivation, but the opposite, fear. So using the story Ludovic mentioned in his post, being fearful of the fact that you may not be around to see your children grow up can trigger that first step toward behavior change too. But fear alone doesn't always have this effect either. Sometimes those feelings can be so overwhelming that it leads to hopelessness and inaction. When we're overcome with fear, it can seem as though nothing could possibly help our situation. So instead, the right amount of fear under the right conditions can trigger us to at least think about changing our habits. But again, thinking about and actually doing something about it are two very different things. So instead, we need to find a way to make these healthy habits a priority. We need to find a way to consistently perform these behaviors when motivation isn't there anymore, like on Monday mornings. This may mean it's time to reevaluate your priorities by asking yourself, is my health worth my time and effort? And consider making it easier to perform these behaviors too. Little changes to your home environment can go a long way, like leaving your running shoes right near the front door so you're reminded to put them on every time you come and go, or leaving non-perishable fruits out on your kitchen countertop so you see them whenever you're in that area of the house. These little modifications can help with maintaining that consistency. and it's consistency that ultimately leads to the results you're after. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.